Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Nikki Haley endorses Trump. What should we think about that? And also, Joe Biden is throwing money around to make his problems go away. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. As always, become a member. Members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Laura Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
What if I told you the polls might be right? Now, even if they were right, it means nothing. You have to go register voters, find low propensity voters, chase ballots. We are seeing piece of evidence after piece of evidence that Joe Biden's internal numbers are terrible. He wants to go debate Donald Trump a month from now in the mid-summer. Why? To try to resurrect his poll numbers pre-convention. Joe Biden is not acting like a confident leader. Joe Biden is moving at a pace to do things that are bad for the country, but potentially could help his reelection bid. This is politics at its worst. He is doing things to try and increase his ability to tighten the polls to at least make himself viable coming into this November. There are two things that tyrants use: fear and free stuff. Fear and free stuff. We cover this extensively on this program. Fear of someone knocking on the door and they're going to raid your home. Free stuff, whether it be student loan relief, extra cash and money to certain communities and areas that he needs to do better in. There is one issue that Joe Biden desperately wants to go away. He wants to make it disappear, and he's trying his best to make the media no longer cover it. It is an issue that he is losing 70-30 on among swing voters in swing states, and even worse in states like here in Arizona and in Texas. And that is the all full-out invasion on the United States southern border. Joe Biden wants the border to no longer be an issue, and we have to keep the pressure on that we cannot forget what is happening on a daily basis on the southern border. Joe Biden has said that he is now able to secure the border on his own, or at least stem the tide of migrants coming into the country. Before, he said, oh, I need Congress's help. Now he's saying, well, yeah, I can stem the tide here or there. in a very in a story that was not well reported. López Obrador, who is the president of Mexico, by the way, he's going to be replaced with an even more left-wing socialist woman in Mexico. The United States approved a plan to deploy $20 billion to Latin America and Caribbean countries, suspend the U.S. blockade of Cuba, and remove all sanctions against Venezuela and grant at least 10 million Hispanics living in the U.S. the right to remain and work legally in the United States. Joe Biden is paying Mexico to try and solve the border crisis for him. Joe Biden knows that the border is so bad for his reelection chances that he is bribing a foreign government to solve the problem for him so you guys can forget about it. I want to play a couple pieces of tape here that are chilling. This is Cut 76, Bill Malusian from Fox News. He reports that for the first time since the 1990s, the San Diego sector is seeing the most illegal crossings. Masses of men from the Middle East and Asia are pouring in from Iran, China, Pakistan, not a single Mexican. This is an international invasion of the United States of America. Iran, China, Pakistan. I'm not one to try to spread fear just to try to get clicks or ratings, but how many sleeper cells are in this country right now? How many Chinese or Iranian terrorists are embedded in our communities? Play Cut 76.
For the first time since the 1990s, Border Patrol San Diego sector is now seeing the most illegal crossings of anywhere on the southern border. And we were out here during the overnight hours as masses of men from around the world came through here. Take a look at this video. This was 2 a.m. right where I'm standing, right here in Jacumba, California, about an hour east of downtown San Diego, as we watch men from the Middle East and Asia pouring in here very nonchalantly as they cross illegally. Several of them are what are known as special interest aliens. That means they are coming in from countries with potential national security concerns, and they should be subject to additional DHS vetting. We talked to these guys. There was not a single one of them from Mexico.
Not a single one of them from Mexico. You are being invaded on a daily basis of military age men. You're being invaded by Earth. The planet is invading you. And Joe Biden has no concern whatsoever to try and reverse this. This is not people fleeing poverty. This is not people that are trying to find a better life. This is not even people that are fleeing violence. This is the entire world getting the message. America is a store getting looted. Game on. The same looting that you saw during Floydapalooza, when criminals went and stole big screen TVs and took whatever they wanted from stores across the country in the spirit of racial justice and reparations. The entire world knows that it is open season on America. Joe Biden does not care about this country. He is a traitor to this country, and he has been a traitor to this country. The border alone is an act of treason. But he has one concern, and the concern is the polls. That what is happening with his internal tracking numbers, you can see it by how he is acting. He is bribing the Mexican government to try to make the border issue go away. But it's even worse than people realize. Play Cut 69.
And of course, the numbers don't lie. Since Biden took office in January 2021, nearly 7 million migrants have been recorded entering the United States illegally. And roughly 1.7 million, in addition to that, have come through without apprehension that are known to border authorities through certain sensors along the borderline. Not only that, but the Biden administration has introduced several legal pathways that allow migrants to enter the country without crossing the border illegally. One of those is a parole scheme that allows Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to fly directly into U.S. airports. That has included roughly 400,000 individuals since the program has started. In addition to that, there have been roughly 600,000 individuals who have entered the country through ports using a phone app that the Biden administration allows them to use for entry into the United States.
When Biden has a political problem, his instinct is as follows: to buy votes with your money, betray our allies for uncommitted voters, or simply ignore the law. Joe Biden has a problem with black voters, so he delays a menthol cigarette ban and tells HBCU graduates that America hates him. Joe Biden has a problem with younger voters, so he defies SCOTUS and forgives $167 billion of student loans with taxpayer money. Joe Biden has a problem with undecided voters, so he delays arms shipments to Israel and sends billions of dollars to its enemies. Joe Biden has a popularity problem with Americans, so he imports millions of third worlders who might just vote for him. Joe Biden has a problem with high gas prices, so what is he doing this last weekend? He announced he's ransacking the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And Joe Biden mainly has a Trump problem, so he turns America into a banana republic and tries and throws him to prison for 700 years.
As we draw near to another critical election, it's not about casting your vote. It's about elevating your voice. AMAC is more than just a senior discount organization. They unite like-minded patriots committed to preserving our cherished values and actively opposing the leftist agenda. Just look at their recent victories. AMAC members helped to push forward an investigation into the practices that inflate drug prices, successfully defeated ranked choice voting in order to protect traditional voting methods, and also helped block a federal takeover of elections. As AMAC memberships grows, Washington listens. Every new member strengthens this movement. If you love America, visit amac.us/charlie to become a four-year member for just $30. AMAC is not only better for America, it's better for you. Membership gives you access to the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare guidance, money-saving discounts, trusted news, sweepstakes, and more. Take advantage of our election year sale, 4 years for just $30, by joining the over 2 million members. They can't ignore your voice. Join now at amac.us/charlie. That's amac.us/charlie.
You know, when somebody invades your country and they're even worried about who's invading alongside of them, you probably have a problem. What do they know that we don't know? Well, Bill Malusian has been doing hero's work on the border, and he just went up to a man from Turkey. Now, for those of you that are not geography experts, Turkey is on a different continent. It's actually many continents away, actually. It's not through the Darien Gap. It's not some sort of Mexican villager that is fleeing cartel violence. It's not someone coming from Guatemala that's in search of a better life. This is from Turkey, a Turkish man. In this clip, a Turkish man who illegally crossed into Jacumba, California, was interviewed. And he said that there was no background test, no DNA test. I'm sorry, it's Jacumba. Got it. And he comes to the United States with no resistance, saying America should be worried. So this guy's invading our country. And by the way, he says, hey, just so you guys know, you should be really worried about who's coming into this country, like super worried. And he paid the cartels $10,000 to cross. Play cut 118.
Did you have to pay a cartel?
Yes.
How much?
Around 10,000.
10,000?
Yes. In fact, the American people is right. Completely true. Who come into this country, they don't know. Well, okay, I'm good. But how if they're not good? How they're killer, psychopath, else? Mm-hmm. No guarantee of that. Why? No security check. No background check.
No security check, no background check. You're worrying about who's crossing the border?
Yes. Of course, people are not look normal.
Woo. People are not normal. And by the way, that's all men. He's around. You get a picture of who's actually coming across the border. Not exactly a right-wing activist, Brett Weinstein was recently on Tucker Carlson's podcast. And he went down to the Darien Gap. The Darien Gap, by the way, is a nearly impassable jungle on the southern tip of Panama, which connects to Colombia. And it's usually very hard to navigate. And now the Darien Gap is open. And hundreds of thousands of people are going to the Darien Gap. The new government of Panama, by the way, they're pledging to actually close the Darien Gap, which is terrific. We need that. And just make no mistake, our government and our NGOs are the ones that are facilitating this invasion all the way through Central and South America. And then you have Turks that are coming. And Turkey, which is not exactly like the friendliest country in the United States, they're in NATO, but And this guy who's being interviewed on camera, he knows he's not going to get deported. He gets a cell phone. He gets a free trip in the United States. People are not normal. That's his statement. Makes you wonder who he saw, who he's been around. Joe Biden is allowing and facilitating and co-sponsoring the steady flow of military-aged men to embed themselves into your communities. They might be attacking critical infrastructure, hospitals, schools, the grid. The military-aged men very well might be mercenaries, intel operatives, relaying information back to China, and all it takes is one. And we bring them into our country under the guise of diversity is our strength and borders are racist. Joe Biden knows he's losing on this topic, and so he's trying to bribe the Mexican government to help him with it. Thankfully, the polling, it's not working at all. And we are seeing immigration and mass deportations be a winning issue across the board. The more you talk about immigration as a Republican candidate, the better your numbers are. Why? Because Americans have two things simultaneously that they're seeing, and there's more than that. Number one, their dollar is worth less and less because the easy money tactics by the ruling class is deteriorating the purchasing power of the dollar in your pocket. Secondly, open borders and mass migration is flooding our social services, flooding our communities, increasing crime, and resulting in potentially an unprecedented sleeper cell network of a couple hundred, a couple thousand, tens of thousands of military-age mercenaries that could be activated at any time. I say this and the media laughs at me. I hope you own a lot of weapons. I hope you own guns, because what is coming next, we don't know. If they all of a sudden turn the switch on and there's a couple hundred of these sleeper cell mercenaries, that's a guy crossing the border from Turkey telling us that, yeah, maybe you guys should be doing some background checks. No background checks if you come into America, because diversity is our strength.
All right, I need to tell you guys about Strong Cell. It's amazing. With nearly a million units bought by you, it is more clear than ever that Strong Cell works. It works to combat fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, skin issues, and constant sickness. I've been taking it personally for over a year now, and it's changed my life. I take it in the morning with breakfast, and it helps me with natural energy so I don't have that afternoon crash. And it gives me the clarity of mind to do all that I do every day, which is a lot. If you're tired of feeling tired, struggling with memory, or constantly getting sick, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I love this product because it has NAD. By the way, fact check me on this. Go do your own research on NADH, especially if it's mixed with CoQ10 and marine collagen. Strong Cell uses a proprietary delivery of NADH to make sure it goes straight to your cells to help your mitochondria. And since there are cells in every area of your body, then healthier cells equals a healthier you. The amount of people that use Strong Cell now, thanks to us, is remarkable. Over 1 million units sold. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check it out. Fact check me. Oh, Charlie's just selling me a product. Okay, maybe you don't want more mental acuity. People say, Charlie, how do you do what you do? Maybe it's the NAD that I take. It's changed the lives of many Kirk listeners. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie and use my discount code Charlie to get 20% off your order. This is an emerging body of work and science that is showing that NAD and NADH really might be what your body needs in this contaminated, polluted, and poisoned world. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use special discount code Charlie at checkout to get a special 20% off just for Kirk listeners. strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out right now.
Yesterday, there was some breaking news. Nikki Haley has said that she will be voting for Donald Trump. Now, in this program, we've not become fans of Nikki Haley in the last year and a half, couple of years. She's a neocon. She's a neoliberal. She's a neocolonialist. She wants to see the great American empire expand. It seems she has more concern for the fringes of the American empire than the center of our country. Now, whether you like Nikki Haley or not, and I've always said this, despite the nasty emails I receive I've always been friendly with Nikki Haley, and she's always been very good to Turning Point USA in the past. Obviously, as the primary was heating up, that went into great suspense. But Nikki Haley is not dumb. Nikki Haley can read the room. Nikki Haley wants a political future. And Nikki Haley is not ideologically compatible with the America First conservative agenda that Donald Trump is pushing forward. However, Nikki Haley received 4 million votes, specifically 4.3 million votes in the primary, about 20% of the primary vote. Now, some of you might say, but Charlie, some of those are Democrats crossing over. Totally fair point. So let's say that Nikki Haley got 3 million votes. That is a sizable number. Politics is the art and science of addition and multiplication, not division and subtraction, especially as you get closer and closer to an election. As long as you are not sacrificing or forsaking your core principles and values, you want as many people to join the train as possible. Now is not the time for inter-party acrimony. If our candidate and our leader believes in a clear agenda, which President Trump does, and Nikki Haley wants to get on the train, that is welcome news because we want to win. Play cut 114.
As a voter, I put my priorities on a president who's going to have the backs of our allies and hold our enemies to account, who would secure the border, no more excuses, a president who would support capitalism and freedom, a president who understands we need less debt, not more debt. Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
Now, let's analyze this. Why is Nikki doing this? Because she's a believer in the MAGA doctrine. By the way, that's a good book that we should start promoting again. I wrote that 4 years ago. It's just as applicable today as it was back then. Side note, no. Nikki Haley wants more money for Ukraine. I guess she'd want to secure the border. She'd be better than Biden. She is not one of us. However, she represents a constituency that is more neoliberal, neocolonialist, neoconservative in its posture, received 4.3 million votes in the primary. And we want as much support as we can get in this election year. And Nikki Haley's not dumb. In fact, she is very, very smart. She sees your power and she wants to get back in your good graces. She sees the power of this movement. She sees the ascendant nature of Donald Trump. And Nikki Haley is making a prudent decision for her own purposes, because she actually wants to have some form of a political future, running for the presidency in the future, running for Senate maybe in South Carolina. Don't discount that. If Donald Trump were to choose Tim Scott as vice president, which is not my top choice, but Tim Scott's a good man, and all of a sudden there's an open Senate seat, don't sleep on Nikki Haley running for the Senate race in South Carolina. Don't sleep on that. Or Lindsey Graham, Lady Graham. Maybe he resigns. She runs for the Senate there. So she's not dumb, because she reads the room and she knows that you're in charge. Now, some of you might say, but Charlie, she's trying to game us. Well, not really. Because at this point, it's almost nothing but upside. We're in charge. She's not going to win the nomination with the delegate stuff in Milwaukee. Not going to happen. The delegates signed, sealed, and delivered. It's MAGA all the way through. Not going to happen. But what it does show is that Donald Trump is consolidating even the more adversarial rough edges of the Republican Party. Dare I say this? Right now, given all the tumult and rancor with Israel and the Palestinian conflict, the Republican Party is looking more united presidentially than even the Democrat Party. And the Democrats are losing it over that. Nikki Haley went from a darling of the media, and now she's an enemy to democracy. Play cut 122.
What we have learned about her, the most cynical, the most negative, critical people about Nikki Haley have always said, she is ambition incarnate. You cannot believe a word out of her mouth. Hmm. She will say whatever, and she will change her mind from Monday to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I want to say here that, A, we should never believe a word she says about anything ever again. And B, is she must not be allowed by Republican voters who continue to go to the polls. She still is getting 20% of the vote.
Right.
But this month, now there's still 20% of Republicans in these primaries are still voting for her. They must not let her in November.
So let me be very clear. Some of you say, but Charlie, we can't believe what she's saying. I'm not saying she's even believing what she's saying. I'm saying her saying it creates space for her couple million of voters to then go to Trump. That's why they're freaking out. I'm not saying Nikki doesn't like Trump. She wanted to defeat him. She's reading the room. And you contrast that, by the way. You contrast that with how Mike Pence handled things. Not sure what tape Mike Pence says here. But Mike Pence went on Fox News and said, I will not be voting for Trump. Mike Pence does not represent a majority of the Republican Party. Mike Pence has a couple million people that are probably sympathetic to him. However, if we're talking about 10,000 ballots in Arizona and 10,000 ballots in Georgia and 20,000 ballots in Wisconsin, it is rational to try and build a base of as many different people. Now, Mike Pence, unlike Nikki Haley, does not want a political future. Mike Pence, I think, wants to maybe run for parliament in Ukraine. Play cut 121.
Will you be endorsing your former president? You were on the ticket with him last time around.
Well, Martha, I appreciate the question. And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. Donald Trump is pursuing and articulating an agenda that is at odds with the conservative agenda that we governed on during our 4 years. And that's why I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign.
That's what they wanted from Nikki. They wanted Nikki to do that. And Nikki didn't. Nikki instead, she bent the knee and said that Trump is the nominee. I'm voting for Trump. That is an excellent thing. Don't convince yourself otherwise. And some of you are emailing us, well, you know, Nikki is this, you can't trust her. Of course, I totally hear all that. That's not the point. The point is, do you want her supporters signaled to vote for Trump? It's not the time for ideological purity tests. It's not the time for that. We're not talking about her being the running mate. We're not talking about her being in the cabinet. All that stuff is dead on arrival. It's not going to happen. Instead, that signal weakens the left, and therefore I support it. Nikki endorsing Trump and voting for Trump weakens the Marxists. Bad day for the Democrats. Win for us. Bad day for MSNBC. Win for us. In 2016, a lot of people who didn't like Trump too much ultimately decided he was better than Hillary. He needed them to win. Their terrified people are making that calculation again. And Nikki, the way she said that in that video is how millions of suburban moms are looking at this election. I don't love Trump, but he was a better president. And Nikki saying that improves our chances of victory in November, regardless of your understandable and probably accurate opinions about her personal ambition and her political calculation. Politics, successfully administered, is about addition and multiplication, not division and subtraction. I want to go through some of the objections here because they are legitimate. One says, Charlie, can't stand Nikki Haley. I will not vote for a rhino. I'm not asking you to vote for her. She should not be the vice president. No way. She shouldn't be in the cabinet. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that she's going to vote the way that you vote. You should want to have as many people voting for your candidate as possible. That's how you win. You win through consensus and movement building. Someone says here, Charlie, wise up. Nikki is ruthless and always plotting against MAGA. She was a Jeb supporter. She's a rogue darling. No disagreement. The point is, who would you want her to vote for? And then another one says, but Charlie, how do we know she'll actually vote for Trump? We don't. But what she says publicly is actually more important than her one private vote in South Carolina. what she says publicly, creates the intellectual space and the consensus that Trump is the guy, that Trump is the guy. And whether we like it or not, there are millions of people that hate Joe Biden, that are center right, that sympathize more with Nikki Haley. And we need those people. Why? Well, number one, you need their votes to win. Number two, they vote in huge numbers. The turnout of center right suburban voters is massive. Finally, someone says, Charlie, you're a fool and Nikki Haley's a demonic lying snake. We should call her out. You know, I totally disagree. Well, I'm not going to get into the details to say there. But again, the question is, should you want to have more and more people support your candidacy or not? Because MSNBC told you how they react to this. They lost their mind. Play cut 123.
When I heard the Haley video, I thought it was from the campaign. You know, I thought it was from the primary because she was talking about someone who would stand with our allies. And as Joe said, talking about debt, she can't even be intellectually consistent in the moment that she's saying she's going to vote for Trump. And it just, you know, it contributes so much to cynicism and it lifts up Trump's message that, like, see, none of this matters. It's all just a game.
MSNBC spot on. It lifts up Trump's message. It makes Donald Trump the irrefutable leader, full spectrum dominance of the party. And that's a compliment to you. Now, you got to be on your guard. You got to be wise, gentle as a dove and wise as a serpent, as it says in the book of Matthew. You can't just invite snakes into your inner sanctum. We're not talking about that. But what would we rather have her say at the Hudson Institute? Can you imagine if Nikki Haley said yesterday, I will not be voting for Trump and I'm actively going to try to get as many Republicans not to do that. That stuff adds up. We're not saying that you should get behind Nikki Haley. We're saying that you should be thrilled that the likes of Nikki Haley see the writing on the wall. They understand what the movement actually is. And they're going to try to shape shift and try to make themselves seem more MAGA than they really are. The Democrats were counting on being able to have people like Pence, Nikki Haley, defect from Donald Trump. You should want to have people that otherwise were working against you to vote in harmony with you. So I think it's an excellent thing. I think it's terrific that more and more people realize the momentum and the velocity of what is coming into November. And the question is, would you rather she told her couple million supporters and her donors to go vote for Biden? You might say, well, Charlie, we don't want their donors. We have to raise money. We are getting outraised. And you can raise money without having to sacrifice your core principles. President Trump does this very well. So Nikki Haley has now signaled, basically, she has laid down her arms and she'll passively support Trump. Okay. Or maybe not. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what she's saying publicly. And that, I could tell you, I had so many people text that to me of never Trumpers, anti-Trumpers that say, boy, I might hold my nose and just vote for Trump. I might just vote for Trump. Good. We need your vote. We need every single person to vote. And I understand, by the way, after November in 2025, what the true Project 2025 is? The true Project 2025 is we can have those ideological purity tests. That's what primaries are for. That's what off elections are for. But as we are trying to save a civilization, we need to add and multiply, join forces. And I'm not making an argument in favor of Nikki Haley. I see the naked ambition just like you do. But MSNBC's reaction tells you everything. They're freaking out. They hate her for it. They see the 4 million voters as low-hanging fruit for Biden. I am here just a mile and a half away from a stronghold of Nikki Haley that voted overwhelmingly for Biden, that is McCain country. Her saying that she would vote for Trump weakens that sort of outreach. And just so we're clear, this election could come down to 50,000 votes. So let's get everyone we can to say that they're voting for Trump and do so publicly. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.